In some corner of you, hidden under a pile of layers, perhaps lost in a labyrinth, the child you once were still lives, waiting for me to rescue him or her, to rescue him or her from oblivion. Because that little person is your true self, your ultimate and first essence, the light that once illuminated everything. Today we are going to find that child, embrace him or her, heal him or her, and let him or her heal us. Today something will shine in you again. So, get into a very comfortable position and close your eyes gently. The journey begins. We will start by connecting with ourselves through breathing. Inhale deeply through your nose, bringing the air to the base of your lungs, and release it slowly through your mouth. Inhale again and exhale very slowly. Once again, expand your abdomen, ribs, and back as you inhale. And exhale slowly. Continue breathing at your own pace and visualize the air traveling through your airways. Feel it fresh as it enters through your nose and warm as it leaves through your mouth. Let go of everything you don't need at this moment and be with yourself here and now. Breathe and let go of the past and the future. Now become aware of your body, its presence, its weight. A beautiful and formidable body that was once small and light and that deep down is still the same body. Release any tension you feel in it, expelling it through one or more exhalations. Inhale and relax. Inhale and relax. Let go and relax. Ha. Very good, the moment has arrived. I am going to ask you to imagine that a luminous door is drawn on one of the walls of the room where you are. Visualize how that door is formed out of nothing in the wall. Now, very slowly, your spiritual body, your energetic body is going to disincarnate from your physical body until it stands up. Visualize how the physical body remains still in a state of profound calm, breathing peacefully and safely, while you, now light and ethereal, are lifted up and placed in front of the luminous door. Ah. You then place your hand on the knob and turn it to open it. When you do, you can see a very large room with many other doors inside, as many as the years you have lived, and they are numbered accordingly. You enter the room and close the door through which you entered. When you turn around, you see that it is numbered with your current age. You are now immersed in your inner world from which you have access to all your memories, to all the stages of your life. Behind each door, there are many unforgettable moments. That day you met that very important friend, that very special trip, that birthday when you felt alone, that other one when you received an unexpected gift. The afternoon when you saw your first love for the first time. A summer night in the village. That morning in class when a teacher taught you something very valuable, that fight between your parents, that secret that a friend told you, the moment you opened that wonderful book. That magical concert, that castle you made with the sand on the beach. Your life has been full of wonderful moments and others that, without being good, have taught you many things. Since we are going to travel back to your childhood, I invite you to open a numbered door at an early age. Maybe the one you opened when you were 5, maybe the one when you were 7. Don't think about it too much. Let your intuition guide you. When you have decided, approach the chosen door and stand in front of it for a few moments, visualizing a memory from that time. The door has a lock and you notice that in your pocket there is something you didn't know you were carrying. You put your hand in and pull out a beautiful silver key. It is attached by a small chain to a metal plate on which a word is engraved. Yes, the nickname that they called you at home when you were little. Then put the key in the lock and turn it several times. You know that behind it you will find that room where you played as a child or your bedroom or your favorite place to escape. You will enter your safe place, the one where time did not exist and you were completely happy alone. Then you open the door and enter the room. It is bright and cheerful. Everything is exactly the same as it was then. Everything smells the same. Your footsteps across the room sound the same. You feel great excitement and enormous peace in being there. You recognize every detail. You sit down on the bed or in a chair in your favorite corner and breathe in that magical and timeless atmosphere. Thank you. After a few moments, you hear the footsteps of someone running towards you. They sound like the footsteps of a little girl, a little boy. You look towards the door and you can see him approaching excitedly with a huge smile. It is as if he has been waiting for you for a long time. As he approaches, you can make out his face more clearly, which has the same features as when he was that age. And when he reaches the doorway, he stops briefly and greets you. It is you. It is your little boy, your little girl. You greet him too, smiling, and then he runs towards you and hugs you tightly. You hold him, her close to your chest and kiss his, her little head. You both were so eager to finally meet, the most anticipated hug of your life. Now, if you feel like it, you can sit him, her on your lap and say a few words, whatever you want, whatever you feel. You can convey your unconditional love, tell him, her how proud you are of him, her, instill calm and hope in him, her, assure him, her that you will never abandon him, her again. Tell him, her whatever comes from your heart. After these words, your little self hugs you again, happy, so relieved, so safe and calm that she slowly falls asleep in your arm with a sweet smile still on her little face. So you tuck her into bed and cuddle you close to her while she finishes falling asleep. Close your eyes too and feel her breathing and yours match. How her heart and yours pump at the same time. It's a single heartbeat that sends love and tenderness to a single body. Ah. Your child and you. I am one now. Ah. Innocence and joy sprout within you. The simplicity of pure emotions, the clarity of your gaze, the ability to dream and create without limits, without prejudice. The excitement of living every minute without worrying about what was or what will be. The freedom to show yourself as you are, without any fear of being authentic. The permission to love yourself with total plenitude. You are finally complete. You are whole. Everything finally makes sense. Everything has changed for good. Your spiritual body is slowly returning to your body of flesh, with your soul now inhabited by that little person who is becoming again. Remember that if you ever stop feeling their heartbeat, all you have to do is close your eyes, travel inside yourself and hug them again. Your little boy, your little girl will always be waiting for you.